This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, in the FEMA UN stronghold of Austin. Thank you so much for joining us. This hour is going to be unbelievably jam-packed. We've got David Knight with Key Intel dealing with the whole session situation, popping in at the 24 after short segment. Then Owen Schroyer's coming in to look at the dehumanization of our population with Key Intel and how to counter that. In fact, when you guys print me the article, there was another article out just this week about, I meant to get to it on Monday, about screen time causing brain damage and causing children to have all sorts of neurological disorders. I mean, everybody already knows this, but it was a new big study. I meant to add that together with it. And then Darren McBreen yesterday said, I'm doing the news tomorrow, and I'm going to have a special report, the nightly news, on Friday night. He said, I'm going to have a special report with something that I don't think anybody's aware of. And it was actually in mainstream news and government documents, but it didn't get any attention. And it's huge. I mean, when I say huge, I have a tendency just to drop bombshell after bombshell and just not say, hey, this is really big. Or this is literally the future of humanity. But that's what we're dealing with here. My head is spinning at this point because I over-prepare at home. When I get down here, there's so much to cover. And then I had two big articles I wanted to get to as well that dealt with how the elite are preparing for total collapse and mass crises and mass die-offs. I need the Bloomberg article, guys. You may have brought it in here. I don't see it. The one about how they're preparing for doomsday scenarios. That's going to tie into Owen Schroyer. There it is. AI scientists gathered to plot doomsday scenarios and solutions. This is all really serious. See, again, everything I've told you for 21 years is now coming true because it was already true. Everything they basically got now, they had in the laboratory 20, 25 years ago. They're now just decided it's going to be rolled out and deployed to the people, and then they're trying to form this whole in-game cosmology with the public's mind so that when all this basically comes into place, we will accept it culturally, believing that it's a foregone conclusion. And Trump is like a giant hammer being thrown into this huge crystal structure, this viral structure of human exterminism, and he's already blown giant holes in it. And all of us now are beavering away to expose it and bring it down. When I say burn this global system down, I don't mean burn a single building down or kill even a single person. I mean the political systems of control and deceit and fraud and crony capitalism that are designed to dumb the population down and transfer wealth to the elites and just burn and destroy wealth to consolidate control is the true public admitted enemy. And they've worked so hard to hide this thing, and we don't need to sit here and let them dominate the future. Again, the average person who really gets obsessed about football games or having a better car than somebody they don't like at work, or they get into arguments with their neighbors, and the neighbors will hate each other for, you know, a decade. It's all stupid chicken, you know what stuff. Chicken crap. The globalists are openly manipulating our DNA. They're giving us cancer. They're poisoning us. They write books about it. They write documents about it. They're super uncool. And I feverishly want to beat them. I want to see them defeated. I want to see them destroyed with every ounce of my will. And I know that if we set those brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere and they research what we've seen, they don't believe me, but actually go and see that I'm telling them the truth, that we together will burn this thing down. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, the website's InfoWars.com. Have you spread that URL today?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Everywhere, man, across the deserts, bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got some really bombshell news. And if President Trump doesn't do something about this, and if Sessions doesn't do something about this right now, for the first time, I am going to start getting very, very critical of Trump, and I don't know what I'm going to do, because he's so good on trying to get the economy going, on trying to get small business loans going, on getting small businesses to invest in the stock market to drive it up now almost $3 trillion, in exposing political correctness, in defending Christianity, in fighting radical Islam, in promoting Americana, in signing an executive order to not fine families $5,000 for not having Obamacare. I mean, so many good things. Turning our coal power plants back on. Letting our coal miners get back to work. We have the best, cleanest coal in the world. She's doing so much good when it comes to actually serving the people and dismantling globalism and transferring industry and jobs and humanity back to the people, not handouts to control them. But then he won't do anything other than tweet, and the media bullies that and acts like it's wrong that he fight back against lies and act like it's weird when he exposes them. What am I about to get to? It's worse than we thought. We knew the Justice Department got caught in Florida with Justice Department high-level operatives in emails on the ground trying to cause riots and trying to stir up the Trayvon Martin tragedy to create the whole racial division that we now saw peak in the last year. But ladies and gentlemen, Fox News is reporting, and they've got the documents. This is so illegal. Obama transferred billions of dollars through Eric Holder and the Department of Justice. We're getting the video report right now. Post this video report to InfoWars.com right now, guys. InfoWars.com. Post it to our site. Tweet it out right now. Obama DOJ funded billions to liberal activist groups. We're going to play this clip in a moment. Billions of dollars. That is so illegal to have the Justice Department give money to groups secretly, period, political groups, to have the government funding its own party, the party in power funding its own party, and then to give it to activist groups that are running around saying kill cops and overthrow government. This is the government forming sedition against local and state governments to cause a civil war. And it ties in with everything I covered yesterday. Holder foretells the return of Obama. He's coming, and he's ready to roll. This is announced in Politico, the New York Times, you name it, like he's God. Obama's goal to oust Trump from presidency via impeachment or resignation, mounting insurgency. Paul Joseph Watson quotes the Daily Mail reports and the New York Times with them admitting they leaked the intelligence documents, with them admitting they gave the New York Times the made-up Russia dossier stuff with some real leaked illegal intelligence in there, confirming what Trump said weeks ago, that he believes it's Obama leaking the illegal information. Well, now it's admitted, and that's illegal as well. They're completely committing crimes, doing whatever they want, and Sessions has recused himself from the made-up Russia investigation, so he can't expose the real crime of the leaks. And a prosecutor appointed by Obama, who's anti-Trump, is going to lead it now. Can you believe that? Trump is allowing himself to be absolutely encircled because he's a businessman. He understands how it works. He's trying to flood you with prosperity so that you'll get off the poison tit of the New World Order. But it's going to be too little too late if they've picked off his whole cabinet and are moving forward to kill him or impeach him, as the former president admits he wants to do. Whoa. The Obama administration funneled billions of dollars to activist organizations through a Department of Justice slush fund scheme. And of course, he just exposed they had a slush fund of 100-something billion, 180-something billion of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac they stole for Obamacare and actually gave to select corporations that were over it. I mean, this is incredible. It's clear partisan politics played a role in the illicit actions, that were made. Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas told Fox News the DOJ is the last place this should have occurred. Wow. But it's so criminal, they're even timid about it, see? You wonder why the globalists are so arrogant. They've already committed so many crimes. They've already gotten away with so much. They think they can push the American people and Trump and everybody else around. They can meet with the Russian ambassador and do all they want, but if anybody with Trump does, it's the end of the world. They just do whatever they want because nobody has ever knocked them on their ass politically. They're like the punk bully in some small town that's been beating up kids half his age for 6-7 years, and then finally somebody gets off at the bus stop to visit grandma, and the bully comes over and punches them in the face, and the bully 2 seconds later has got their head bouncing up and down off the concrete. That's the metaphor. I don't literally mean bash Nancy Pelosi's head in the ground. The point is that all these arrogant people are writing political checks they can't cash. if we simply stand up to them. I am blown away right now. My head is spinning. Huckabee's come out and railed. He says it's worse than a mafia shakedown. Absolutely. Good job, Huckabee, saying it's criminal. Man, this is unbelievable. Trump, I love you to death. And I'm sure you know what you're doing, man. You're smarter than I am in many ways. But let me tell you something. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. We need you to pull the trigger. We have the clip. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest thing. And I keep saying every few days this is the biggest thing ever. But when it comes to corruption, I'm not getting chills right now. I feel hot, like I'm on fire. I'm in absolute kick-ass mode. I mean, I am, I am on fire with this, the indignation here. I mean, this is unbelievable. Whoa. Every hair in my body just stood up on end. Let's go to the clip. Go ahead and go to that.
Well, somebody ought to go to prison for this. I mean, this is worse than a mafia shakedown, because at least if the mafia shakes you down for protection, your store doesn't burn down. But this is a case where the liberals have played Robin Hood.
Rewind it. The transcript of Huckabee is another article. I didn't even know Huckabee came out and said somebody should go to jail for this, because that's exactly, folks, this is open and shut, illegally transferred money by the billions. It was worse. It wasn't just Soros. It was them the whole time. The Obama saying, let's have racial unity, while he was pushing all the Black Lives Matter groups and the rest of it, and cops getting killed everywhere, and the Strong Cities Initiative with the UN. They thought they were going to have some, you know, uprising of the minorities once Hillary got in, and a big race war, and that the feds would come in and he'd be the new Lincoln and they'd secure order. It didn't happen like that. Trump's in now, but they're going ahead with their whole program despite that. And Obama's moved in down the street and says, well, they don't even say the New York Times. Turns out Trump's right. Obama is behind the plan to overthrow him. There's a new survey out. 98% of news coverage is anti-Trump when it's mainstream. Yeah. But then they have CNN say on Monday, we never have any biases. We don't root for a president. These people think we're idiots. I mean, it's incredible. They're delusional. They've lost control of themselves and everything else. But what's dangerous is they don't get it. It's like a chemistry reaction when you pour two things together or three things together and they blow up. This is so dangerous. And Huckabee absolutely gets it. I mean, I know the federal law. I know. Oh, Bush almost got indicted for just, you know, money being transferred to the media to put out pro-drug reform ads. This is directly to activists to go burn stuff down. Findings period by the Judiciary Committee point to a process shrouded in secrecy whereby monies were distributed to a labyrinth of nonprofit organizations involved with grassroots activism. And remember, they wouldn't give one 501c3 in the last 4 years of Obama's administration to a conservative or libertarian or veteran or gun group. But all to their groups, they gave it. There is and then they give them the money. There is a recent effort by the Republicans to eliminate the practice, eliminate it, arrest their ass, which many believe was widely abused during the Obama administration. With big banks from being sued by the government for discrimination or mortgage abuse, they can settle the cases by donating to third-party non-activists. But they call them, you know, non-activist victims. The settlements do not specify how the third-party groups could use the windfall. So far, investigators have found and accounted for $3 billion paid to non-victim entities. Critics say banks are incentivized to donate the funds to nonprofits rather than giving it to customers. Yeah, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are the biggest funders of Black Lives Matter. Google it, and Facebook and Twitter, because they're the big mega banks and big mega tech overthrowing our country. They're the globalists. They're the global power pointing at the Russians that can hardly get up on their knees and saying they're running America and running Trump. Baloney. Skip the break. I mean, I knew Black Lives Matter got $100 million this year from, you know, foundations. Those are tax-exempt globalist groups. Wow. So Obama admits he wants to overthrow Trump. Does the media say, wow, Trump was right last week when he said that? Oh, no, he's still wrong. We're going to bring David Knight in here right now. You can go ahead and bring his chair and get his mic on. I'm going to go ahead and just take a pause just for a minute. It's just so outrageous that if we don't finally do something about these people, if they don't start going to jail, if some political heads don't start rolling, they're going to set the precedent to do anything, and their minions are already emboldened where the outgoing head of the CIA, 3 days before the president is sworn in, says, you ought to watch your mouth. You better watch your mouth to the president of the United States. What type of crazy, out of control, arrogant loon does that? But see, he's got the big banks and all the elites and the foreign governments and the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment and all these scumbags get together in their traitorous councils. And they believe that they can do anything together because they see Trump as isolated. He's not isolated, scumbags. Let that be a warning to you. The American people and the military and most of the intelligence agencies and most of the people in the FBI and other groups know now that they've got to choose a side, that the globalists are about austerity. They are about sexual exploitation of children. They are about all these forms of corruption and weirdness and just bad for business, bad for prosperity, and men who aren't even perfect but have some humanity left must absolutely go after these people. People are like, well, they're dangerous. They're a mafia. They kill people. Look, they're killing all the Russian men. You know what? At some point, people got to stand up around here. This is the battle for the Republic. Our men will go and fight and die most of the time just so globalist corporations can come in. We go take Iraq out. The Chinese and the French get all the oil. And then they blame us and say we did it for the oil. We did it for globalism. And to take down that country for Saudi Arabia. I'm not against the troops that were manipulated into that war. They followed orders. It's the globalists that did that. But I'm Machiavellian enough to go read their own documents to know what they're doing. This isn't my opinion. They think you're so stupid, they admit it all. Let's get that out right now. The globalists are public. Wesley Clark, 10 years ago, in two different speeches, who was the head of NATO at the time, he just had retired, went public and said there's a plan to topple these countries and then destabilize Europe and flood everybody, and it's not a good idea. And Wesley Clark's no goody-two-shoes. These plans are so diabolical, so evil, that even corrupt people don't want to be part of it because they're like, we already rule the world. We're already going to get all the life extension. Why would we want to do this? Well, you're just not twisted enough like the globalist to get their full plan. Their spirit, their God, demands they do all this before they get empowered. Now, listen, I only plugged for like 30 seconds last hour. I skipped these breaks, you name it, because I'm so hot on the subject. But I need your support. We've got great products, great water filtration, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great nutraceuticals, great supplements, great Patriot apparel to spread the word and meet like-minded people. The very best reusable air filtration mask are in as well, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we just ended the big mega sale, but we got a lot of other new sales that are going as well. We did sell out of all the Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump lithographs. Those are gone. We're about to sell out of the Tennessee firearms, lowers for M4s, the very best out there, laser etched with Republic Reborn, 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. There are only a couple hundred left of those of the one out of 1,000. It is a collector's item. Again, you drill this out. This is your heirloom. This is for you. That's how you legally have it. We have the ATF letter there. Still check your local laws. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Those are about to be sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can make your own hobby ghost gun, as they call them, that is yours and not in the system, so things go south, they can confiscate. And I'm not trying to scare people, but you now see how high the stakes are. If we don't defeat the globalists now and really turn the tide, there's going to be a hot war period that they're starting. They're coming after us, where it's going to get very, very bad before it gets better. But we have the momentum. Humanity now knows who the enemy is. So no matter what they do, they're still going to be defeated. People now are aware of the government above the government. They're aware of the elites. They're aware of the TPP. Trump just killed it. All over the world, people are saying no to the globalists. I know you know that, but everyone must understand this is a super legendary, historical, epic, game-changing crossroads, fulcrum of humanity's destiny that we now stand in the middle of. This is legend. Be part of it. We're looking for good men and women who do love God, who want to be strong and want to stand for what's right, and whose spirits burn to stand against this evil. Like a caller said a few days ago, Trump is like a lighthouse in a hurricane with ships trying to come in, and the enemy's trying to blow that light out. Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect, but he's real. He's done so many good things. The enemy is throwing everything they can against him. Pray for President Trump. Pray for InfoWars. Pray for the free press, the Vanguard, the cutting edge, Drudge Report, InfoWars, tip of the spear. Pray for my family. Pray for me. I say that selfishly because I want to carry out this mission, and I know the power is in your prayer to God. Pray for our crew. We're praying for you, and I'm praying for justice. Get Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse, 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. When you get the promo code by signing up for our free newsletter, we're sending out the promo code today at 4 o'clock, 50% off Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse. Also, again, we're selling out of those lowers, and that'll be it for that one-of-a-kind design. We have a lot of other great things, InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the new shirt, Trump Pence 2020, InfoWars.com on the back, America First in 1776, Keep America Great. That's going to be the new hit shirt. People love it. We're selling a lot of them. They're $9.95. We need that $4 or so we make to fund the operation. Order it. Give it to friends. Give it to family. Don't wait. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And, you know, Owen's coming in here. But we can have a roundtable discussion and just keep you in here with us. But I want him to be able to focus on this because I don't want you to just have 3 minutes, David, and I drug you in here because you were making some really great points. You were hot in the hall. And then David doesn't usually get hot, but everybody's hot right now because you can feel the battle really heating right up to the next level. They're, as I said months ago, they're just trying to demonize Trump as a Russian agent before they blow him up. They'll drop a bomb on the White House, folks. These people are crazed demons, crazed criminals. They're not going to back off. We'll get to the latest that you wanted to cover when we come back in the next segment with Owen and then get into his story of dehumanization. But you've got some key intel that ties into all this, you know, on the claims that he's meeting with the Russians and he's bad. But what do you just make of $3 billion through the big banks, through the Justice Department, fenced, given to all the Black Lives Matter groups? We knew the Justice Department was running it, but wow, funding it. This is illegal.
Well, you know, Alex, we've seen Eric Holder's Justice Department say that they're not going to prosecute the Black Panthers who were threatening people with baseball bats.
New Black Panthers.
The new Black Panthers. Just recently with the Obama election. Well, we're not going to do that. You're going to stand there at a polling place and threaten people who are white to come in there, and you're not going to prosecute that. So we knew where they were. We knew this kind of stuff was going on. And, Alex, I got to say, too, as we see these continuing revelations coming out, where do they always start? The stuff about Flynn, the stuff about Sessions, all these accusations about Russia. This looks like Watergate, doesn't it? It's coming from the Washington Post. The people who have a connection now in the CIA, if open financial connection.
$600 million.
Exactly. $600 million we have.
And that's Jeff what Bezos. We know about.
Yeah.
$3 billion to the commies you see running around the streets everywhere. They're all paid for.
That's right.
They all
Bezos.
Think like little punk college kids that they're about to take over and actually rule us. That's why they're on power trips. They tell me, we're taking over. We're going to kill everybody. No, you're not, dumbass. You better hope. You better hope we take this thing back peacefully. You little punks are looking for a fight. You don't have any idea. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we've got with the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos buys it for $250 million, and immediately he gets a $600 million contract with the CIA to run their data services and dwarfs what he just paid for the Washington Post. And where do all these leaks from the surveillance state attacking the Trump administration?
Illegal leaks.
Exactly.
And Trump said it was Obama. The media said he was insane. And then he's in the New York Times yesterday involved Obama admitting he did it. Because they know Trump's going to bring it out, so they hide it in plain view.
It's Watergate.
Trump's been absolutely on target.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at Trump, but he needs to go on offense now. I mean, you know, it's his duty.
Right. That's right. And so we're going to talk about when we come back briefly. I want to talk about McCain. Why isn't anybody looking at John McCain, the fact that he just had another secret meeting with ISIS rebels? Okay, this is in.
He didn't. Not the one 4 years ago. Not the one two. He just went back to meet with the opposition of our military. And we believe from the intel he's the one that leaked the Yemen raid to make Trump look bad.
Exactly.
Let me tell you, Trump, take the gloves off. The American people are going to back you 100%. These are inside traitors. These are seditious. These are Benedict Arnolds. Take the gloves off. And I mean all the way off. They want a sedition and overthrow a civil war. It's the president's duty to cut the head off this thing for the republic right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come.
Now, we've got documents from Congress, and we've got reports, and we've got admissions hiding in plain view coming up in the next hour that I had no idea was dovetail into what just broke from the Congressional Judiciary Committee that's investigating all this, the Democrats. And then you look at what just came out of the judiciary to the White House, to Jerome Corsi, where Obamacare stole $189 billion that we know of so far out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac of private investment, and then just told them their investment failed when people invested in the government housing market deal thinking it'd be a good investment like government bonds to get money back. They just stole it from investors and looted it to prop up Obamacare that's a bunch of insurance companies and banks robbing everything. I mean, look.
Got more coverage from what Jerome Corsi. That was amazing investigation that Corsi did. And it was outright criminal act. They were taking preferred stock. They were supposed to get 10% off of these Fannie and Freddie mortgages. Instead, they took all of it, swept it in the general fund, then moved it into Obamacare because Obamacare...
That's a bail-in. That's how they do them here. Exactly. You know, in Greece or wherever, they just grab it out of your bank account or Cyprus. But let's expand. This is what we're starting to learn. This is what the White House is leaking out to folks. So I guess Trump is fighting back. The problem is it's not even getting out there in the conservative media. Then let's expand. Then we learn that Obama's moved into a bunker. He wants to overthrow Trump. He's the leaker. All that's illegal. They hide it in everybody's, you know, face. Just, again, plain view. Nothing's done. And then we learn the latest. DOJ, Obama's DOJ funneled billions to liberal activist groups illegally. And here is Fox News contributor, former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, breaking it down. Let's start from the beginning, because he says they need to go to jail. Absolutely. Here it is.
Somebody ought to go to prison for this. I mean, this is worse than a mafia shakedown, because at least if the mafia shakes you down for protection, your store doesn't burn down. But this is a case where the liberals have played Robin Hood. They've stolen from the government, the taxpayers, and they've given it to their pals. It's really outrageous. And I think the part of it that is so frustrating, imagine, for example, if under a Republican Department of Justice, the Department of Justice had allocated money to the National Right to Life, or if they'd allocated it to the NRA.
Oh,
can you imagine how that would have gone over with the Democrats? Mm-hmm. I don't think very
First
well.
First Amendment, Congress can't be involved.
Senator Lankford.
Right. Pause for a moment, and I'm back in 10 seconds. Think about that. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or freedom of the press, or the right to peace to assemble, read us agreements. Government cannot get involved in funding the speech it wants to hear. That means religious or political or anything else. Okay, it's all protected, and the government doesn't have jurisdiction, and so instead they're illegally funding anti-American globalist groups. This is unbelievable. And what's unbelievable is we just keep learning more and more and more and more. Meanwhile, the big scandal, we'll go into this now. I want to finish the clip, or part of it. We're going to get to this, is Sessions as a senator, as the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, publicly met, it was on his record on the Senate site, that he had a meeting twice with the Russian ambassador. I went and looked it up. Schumer had many more last year than that. It's on there. It turns out this guy likes the Democrats, sat with them in the inauguration. It turns out he's buddies with Pelosi. It turns out he's buddies with everybody. It turns out Obama had 20-plus meetings with him last year as well. But Sessions has two. And he's a Russian agent and lied when he was asked specifically. Frank had read it, obviously by a lawyer. Frank is not that smart. Knowing Sessions is a lawyer, we're told that in the press that surrogates on the campaign met with Russians about the campaign. He said, no, I'm a surrogate. I'm one of the top surrogates. Nobody met about the campaign with Russians. And they go, oh, you lied. You met with a Russian. Not in the campaign capacity. You ask a lawyer. You ask the head of the DOJ.
That's right.
At that time being confirmed, and he gives you the perfect lawyer answer that a judge or a detective wants. He gave you the absolute boom spot truth that in the campaign, in that function, no meeting with the Russians. That they turned that total truth into a lie while Hillary and her people are all in the Russian and communist Chinese payroll. And I had former congressman, ranking member on the House or vice head of the Armed Services and Homeland Security Committee telling you he saw the secret documents and Hillary's basically a Russian agent and a Chinese agent and he's getting ready to bring it out. Now, he hadn't come back on yet. He kind of blew up on air. He stomped out during the break, like just angry, and said, I'm going public, Alex. Well, okay, Kurt Weldon, we need you. They're threatening him, going, don't you release that classified hearings? They had classified hearings, and they decided it was too bad for the country to come out that Hillary was a Chinese communist agent. She was paid off by the Russians, but they weren't running her. I've had former high-level and current CIA people say, yes, Alex, you're right. Hillary is a Chinese agent. And it's come out, though. It was in the news. They're Chinese communist agents. Forget the Russians. Okay, the Russians have a lot of great science. They're great people. They've got a lot of corruption, though. They have the GDP of Italy, folks. The Russians aren't the threat. The Chinese communists are out of control, and they bought off our government. And this whole thing about Trump is to restore America. Do you understand that the intelligence agencies or branches of them that are patriots are the ones that rebelled against this alliance with China and the communists and the Wahhabist Islamists and said, that's too far. We're getting behind the people. And Trump was put in by the voters and the patriots in our government. Not the Russians. Trump was put in by Alex Jones and the listeners of this broadcast and Matt Drudge. He was not put in by the Russians. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Alex, when they did this to Flynn, I said, what they have just done is a self-inflicted wound while they're swimming in water with sharks. And they're going to come after them again. And that's precisely what they're doing, trying to twist this into something that it wasn't. As you point out, he said, yeah, I'm in Washington. There's a Russian ambassador in Washington. I meet with him a couple of times. We didn't talk about the campaign. And I think the same thing is true of Flynn when this was, he's talking
same
to him.
Same thing. It's all admitted. No, once he stood down, they go, oh, of course it was no big deal.
Yeah. And then they talk about, oh, the Logan Act. You're trying to undermine Obama's foreign policy. You know who's trying to undermine
that's meeting policy? Privately for business in a non-governmental capacity.
Right. But the Logan Act is trying to change the foreign policy, working against the official foreign policy. McCain is not the Secretary of State. McCain is not the president. We just had him go at the end of February.
That's right. He doesn't have the authority on his own mission, not sanctioned by Congress, to have a secret mission to meet with al-Nusra, ISIS, and al-Qaeda, promising that they're going to, you know, hold on. Yeah. We're going to get you aid, block the American and Russian operations sanctioned by the president of Russia and the U.S. together to destroy this al-Qaeda force. That's the name, the real name. This little traitor runs over there, runs back. They put photos up of him with the leaders. Here, let's show TV viewers, folks.
That's right here.
So forget
right
him
here.
Meeting with the radical Islamists that are fighting our military. That's okay. That's okay. Here, go ahead and show it. TV
well, going back to when this was back in 2013, he tweeted out pictures of himself there with him. We said, look, these people are not moderate rebels. Now, whether or not these are al-Qaeda
they're the al-Nusra people, that's the same group.
The fact is, afterwards, he came back and talked about Rand Paul. He says, has Rand Paul ever been to Syria? Has he ever met with ISIS? Has he ever met with any of these people? No, no, no. In other words, I have. And what he's saying is that he went and met with the Free Syrian Army. He said, there's about 70% who are still Free Syrian Army. Well, other people who defense consultants say, no, that was only about 30% at the time. That's a generous measure. But look, we know that they were giving weapons to ISIS. It's been revealed over and over again. Now, whether or not he was working against Obama's policy, you can say maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was secretly putting that policy in.
No, McCain was behind it. That was admitted.
But what we have now,
McCain was there behind the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And what we have now, I'm saying in the most charitable interpretation of this,
we
know that he was working to create ISIS. What he's doing now, he just went February 28th, another secret trip. Now, this is clearly, there's no way by any stretch of the imagination that you could
he's
say
there to he's work working. Against U.S. military forces.
Precisely.
The word is he's the leaker. And this is what people are looking into. You better watch out, McCain.
Oh, yeah.
He's
oh, yeah.
the leaker on the last target so that our people would get caught to embarrass Trump, just like the CIA and the Bay of Pigs.
That's right. So he goes there. They get weapons. We know he's meeting with ISIS back in 2014. Snopes and the left.
McCain is meeting with our enemies right now, working against President Trump.
Exactly. What he did on the 28th, he goes there, and as ABC points out, this is a secret trip that he made and then talked about it afterwards, and he is criticizing Trump's policy towards this at the same time, and then right after he leaves, Turkey cuts off Syria's water supply. Look, you have to understand that regime change is not the same as defeating ISIS, and he's still criticizing Trump's policy.
But
so he's working against Trump's
policy.
Why is this okay for him to meet with ISIS and undermine Trump? And it's not okay for Jeff Sessions to talk to somebody and...
Sure, because we keep having real debates with MSM, like they care, like they're rational, like they're listening. They're just there to spew lies, disinformation, and garbage, and basically try to brainwash the American people into going along with this. But I don't see it working. But I got to tell you, they're very bold when you show people drudgereport.com and Infowars.com to show Sergey Kislyak, who's met with Hillary, who's met with Obama scores of times, who's met with Schumer, who's met with them all, to now say it's bad that the Republicans meet with them, and then there's Schumer with Vladimir Putin. I mean, they really think we're stupid to now say that the Trump government can't ever talk to the Russians. I mean, to see this weird hyper-McCarthyism, because real McCarthyism wasn't what they call McCarthyism. This is true authoritarian, blacklisting, shutting down the news, calling people foreign agents, a foreign power. A few minutes on that, then we're going to Owen Schroyer.
Well, you know, Alex, you're absolutely right. The real threat is China. And we all know that this is a smokescreen. We all know that this is not really...
And you know about China. You've been to China. Your daughter's adopted from China. But you're an engineer that works with Chinese.
Yeah, you know, they're even talking now about changing the one-child policy because they've created this massive demographic time bomb. They have so many young men who are coming of age who don't have wives because they've had this one-child policy. And so China has got a time bomb. They need a war. And they need to have something to distract against this. They're very adventurous. You see this in the South China Sea. They are ramping up their military spending.
Well, you know what they're sending their men? They're setting up giant colonies in Africa. They're marrying African women, and they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
I talk to special forces people all the time that are in Africa. You see it in the news, too. And it's like everywhere you go, there's Chinese men with their African wives. And it's, I mean, a huge colonization. I mean, millions of Chinese men, military.
Yeah.
Are going in, running farms, mining. They are taking over Africa. Africa's being absorbed by China as its industrial base and its food base.
And as its mineral resource base. Africa is so heavily involved with minerals that you need to understand that that is a strategic move by China to get these precious metals that they can't get in large quantity elsewhere. So,
but how dare Trump try to come in here and try to restore our republic and actually get Americans to run America and have a few things to help our workers and try to stop all the social engineering to make us disintegrate? We've known Obama was trying to balkanize America and trying to start a race war. Now we know $3 billion was given by the Justice Department illegally to do it. That's now on InfoWars.com. Thank you, David Knight.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for coming in. I wanted to get him in. And now until 8 after next hour, Owen Schroyer will be with us. And then we're going to have Darren McBreen join us in studio to talk about a huge story that's not getting any attention that ties into all this. It turns out, I'm going to give you a little tidbit right now. Mainstream newspapers and mainstream Hollywood firms are the main group, and I'd always suspected this, putting out the truly fake news websites that put out incredible disinformation against myself, against Ron Paul, against President Trump, and others over the years. And then they even point at themselves and say, look at how horrible this fake news is, saying this person was dead or this or that happened. And get this, they're also making money off of it. So it's worse than we even knew. They literally run the fake news sites. They then use the worst examples, have people from the fake news sites that they fund go on NPR and say, I'm a fake news guy, like Alex Jones, and then speak for me. Man, this is such a deceptive, manipulative thing. We've got to stop this. We've got to do something about this. These people have got to be stood up against. I mean, they've been caught lying over the years, so they're just quadrupling down. Now, speaking of dehumanization, I've got several articles I want to get to here coming up at the start of the next segment that really ties into what Owen's about to hit on. And we've got the article that we're going to be showing on screens. We can scroll through that for TV viewers. But they're not just degenerating the family. They're not just saying there's 100 new genders, and if you're male or female, that's bad because that hurts people that are the other genders. So the original gender is hurtful, so that can't exist. They're now having body augmentation or changes that's going past people getting all these face surgeries and things until they look like the cat lady. It's now saying, oh, I'm an alien. I'm not even human. I'm a celebrity. It's turning yourself into a carnival show barker, a carnival show freak show, so that's how you, quote, make a living, is not being part of the human system, so humans look at you and think there's something wrong with you. And what the system's doing is taking mental illness, in many cases, and also making it fashionable and cool. This is another psychological virus they admit that they've injected into society to confuse everyone. Then they have the corporate media hold it up as if it's something beautiful and powerful to further accelerate the downfall of civilization. But humans can organize together, recognize the disease and the filth, the poison grapes, the poison berries, and teach others not to eat of them and go away from the poison fruit. We're right back in the Garden of Eden. We had the knowledge of good. We weren't dumb. It's the knowledge of evil is the virus of mental illness. Owen Schroyer, break down this latest story.
Well, the story that I think you're referencing is the guy who turned himself into a genderless alien, and he had a bunch of surgery to make himself look like, I guess, an alien. He's got weird facial construction surgery and weird body surgery. And, you know, Alex, I got a lot of flack hosting the fourth hour of this show earlier this week because I was quote unquote fat shaming a woman. But no, what I was actually upset about is exactly what you just alluded to. Look, if somebody wants to go out and mutilate their body and transform into whatever it is that they think that it is they want to be, and that's going to make them happy, and there's a doctor out there that's going to do that surgery, then you know what? It's going to happen, and as far as I can tell, they have the right to do that. My issue is exactly what you just said. It's the corporate media. It's the Yahoos, the Googles, the Facebooks.
They're force-feeding this to our kids. Every new Disney movie comes out, says, you know, if boys and boys are kissing, girls and girls are kissing. It's a force-feeding.
So it's like instead of covering this story and being like, well, this is a little weird. Is this really what we want people doing? Is this healthy? Why is this person doing it? They're like, wow, look at this. It's original. It's cool. It's hip. And the kids will be like, wow, that's cool. That's hip. I want to be a genderless alien. Or the story on Yahoo that I was referring to, this girl puts on a bunch of weight and Yahoo promotes her saying, look at her. She's not ashamed of being fat. She's standing up for the fact that she put up weight. She's proud of it.
Or this woman had the state paid for her to have bleach dumped in her eyes. She identified as being a blind woman. Or this, you know, 60-year-old guy identifies as a 4-year-old girl.
You can't even script this stuff, Alex. And it's like you said earlier on the show, it's everything that you've talked about over the last two decades all coming in at one time. And it's like, how do you even possibly cover all of this stuff? I've got all of this news on my desk showing the double standard of all of these Russian claims that Russia is influencing Trump's presidency or Russia's influencing Sessions. But then, of course, you got to fight the battle that Barack Obama is moving billions of dollars throughout the government. You've got to fight the fact that they're pushing alien genderless people on the youth, putting it on the front page of these news publications. So it's like, what? How do you even pick your battle? They're coming at us from all angles.
And meanwhile, they're saying, don't show images in campus of a normal gender woman or man because that's hurtful.
Or National Geographic, a woman doesn't exist.
I mean, this is on, folks. This is a full assault on humanity by the globalists. Zuckerberg, Schmidt, all of them are your enemies.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
As we've been trying to dump the wine spread, much too long, Freebird.
Folks are fighting back right now. We're going to collate a whole bunch of photos of Hillary and Chuckie Schumer and everybody else meeting with Putin, meeting with the Russian ambassador. Drudge has got the big piece up there with Putin and Schumer. It's incredible. Here's a new one. WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton bragged about being invited to Putin's inner sanctum, meeting with him secretly. Putin urges voters to back Bush. Vladimir Putin calls John McCain nuts. Just some of these reports I've got here. It's just crazy how they're playing on the public's ignorance, acting like Sessions has to go. But the big issue is, why did Sessions recuse himself from the Russia investigation? Now a prosecutor appointed by Obama is going to be over it? So that's why the State Department's just ignoring Tillerson's orders. Why the Justice Department's been ignoring Attorney General Sessions' orders is because they're planning on kicking Trump out, folks. They just knew they couldn't do it day one because there was a landslide, and they knew the public was awake and angry and knew what was happening. They had to bring Trump in and then start the discrediting, start the lying, start the false reports. Trump hit him super fast, accelerating what he could do to try to turn the jobs back on and stop the economic implosion. They admittedly tried an implosion, but they failed. So this is just an incredible battle. And Trump has to come out with Sessions and everybody else and say, you're the Russian agents, you're the Chinese agents, have press conferences with Kurt Weldon and others, bring out the documents, and point out that Obama's given illegal leaks to the news that are even fake information. It's just all there. This is so incredible. The level of this has gotten so unbelievable. And then they're caught giving $3 billion of stolen investor money to activist groups against the country, the Justice Department. No wonder Loretta Lynch met illegally on that plane with Obama with Clinton when he was under investigation. Because they're crooks. Owen Schroyer, getting back into this, I've got some news I want to cover in the next hour. I haven't gotten to it yet that ties into the elites meeting for doomsday scenarios. Yeah, doomsday scenarios they're planning. That's Bloomberg. We talk about this, but everything we've talked about, I'm not bragging, it's crazy, is now front and center. I mean, if it keeps getting this wild every day, where does your gut tell you this is going?
Well, we've talked about this before, and I think that despite all of the madness that we have in this political cycle right now, despite all of the madness we have in the news, I think that's still the number one thing to me, and it's obviously what the elite are thinking. That's what they're meeting with. I mean, this is all real for them, too. All this Russia stuff, all the news cycle, they're in this world, too. But they're having meetings about biotech weapons. They're having Bill Gates is coming out warnings about tens of millions that could possibly die from some guy on a computer screen making a virus.
If you don't accept global corporate private government based on, quote, a medical tyranny.
So let's just focus on this double standard with the Russians real quick, though, Alex, because you came in today and you were like, hey, we know that they got all these double standards. Go find some stuff for me. So we got this news. I mean, look at these headlines. Russia, Obama meets with Vladimir Putin. Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak appeared as Obama White House at least 22 times. Is Obama a Russian agent? I mean, I don't hear any claims that Obama is a Russian agent. How about this? Russia ambassador and Chuck Hagel visit the University of Nebraska. Is Chuck Hagel a Russian agent? I mean, this was a guy that had a lot of power. Where are the stories on that?
You're supposed to talk to ambassadors and diplomats, and we've already covered those exactly, but what I want from the crew, because I went and looked it up and saw it, is I want to go show all the other times Democrats were with Putin or with this ambassador, because they're showing photos of Republicans with him
thinking the public's stupid and thinking that's illegal. Or they're claiming Sessions lied when he told the truth, saying not in a capacity in the campaign. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.